Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Why do you say this song sucks?
Great. It's a great song.
Well, I was born in a small town.
I would consider Fort Recovery a small town.
Yeah. Small town. Is it even a town yet? Isn't it a village?
A village.
Are you dumb?
They're kind of the same thing.
Are you stupid?
I am.
I'm still working with you.
No, he's going to get in on that IQ test with Trump and Tillerson. So we'll find out who's dumb and who's not.
Now, Fee, is this Mellencamp or is this Cougar?
That one is... I think that's Mellencamp.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
That's an older one. Or a younger one.
Newer one.
They're the same guy, but he's swing in about 19, I want to say 90.
Ain't even done with a knot. That's my favorite.
Oh, that is by far the best Mellencamp song.
That's Cougar.
That's Johnny Cougs.
That's Johnny Cougs.
Welcome to Sports Talk 810. Well, we're a little late again, Jack.
Man. Thank you, Jack.
Appreciate it. Nice yes, job. I don't get it. Dan Every Patrick, day. When he comes in, he's don't they don't run late for Dan Patrick's show.
Turn her on, let's go.
Well, maybe you ought to Mike be Dan
and Mike.
Patrick.
Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike.
They get on late? No.
Right on time.
Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street Market.
10 to 20. Every week.
Unbelievable. Woe's me.
Ooh.
Wowsy, wowsy, woo, woo. What was that on?
Flintstones.
No, wowsy, wowsy, woo was on Flintstone.
What? I don't remember ever hearing that
Schlepp
before.
Rock?
So.
Was Schlepp Rock on Flintstones?
Woo, woo.
Yeah. Yes.
Was he really?
Yes.
That voice you hear right now is none other than Mr. Jeff Hobbs. I'm Mr. Hobbs.
How we doing? Hobbs in the house.
Good.
Good to be here.
Good seeing you.
Miss you guys, boys.
Getting your vehicle worked on. Stopped up. Nice of you, bro.
Yeah.
Gotta love him.
Got a Hastings auto. Doesn't get much better than that. I mean,
He's your seventh customer total? I mean, people go there.
Seven?
Seven or eight?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five. There's six.
In the studio?
Total. Your wife. Yeah, Kim Feely. So there's seven.
Place is kind of a dump. Would you agree?
No, not at all.
New. I mean,
a little bit.
High quality.
No.
High quality used cars.
How about his pop machine?
I don't know.
Got rid of his pop machine.
Oh.
What?
Got rid of it.
You still got the orange Fantas that you've had in there since 1981?
No, they're good, though.
They're going?
A little flat, but not too bad.
You ever see his orange? He's got that Fanta pop in there, Fanta, orange Fanta.
Oh, that stuff's tremendous.
Oh, yeah, it's real good. The mice won't even drink it.
Big town service at small town price.
Small town price.
Now, I like that.
There you go.
That should be your calling card.
Jack, yes.
We're just trying to get it. Say it again. Hold it. Say it in the mic.
Hastings Auto.
Hastings Auto. Big town service, small town price.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Spencey, we in on that or not?
I'm good.
Jack, is that plagiarism? Did you make it up or did you come up? Is that?
No, always... I
think Kim Feely wants it the other way around. I mean, small town service and big
huge prices. That's good to huge prices. Hey, it's getting warm out.
We got bills
to
pay.
Boys. Outside, and so is our price.
Yeah. Classic.
We got bills to pay, boys.
Yeah, let's go. Well, they do have a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, pool's unbelievable.
Gotta fill her
up. Oh, it's A+. I've been in it.
All right. Excuse me?
I've been in it.
Really?
Yep.
I'm out.
I had clothes on.
He's champ.
It's about the size of Grand Lake.
You get 2 feet in it.
Are you nuts?
It's
deeper.
Lucy's fits inside.
It's deeper than Grand Lake.
It is deeper
than
Grand Lake.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, so are most of the kiddie pools.
Yeah.
I didn't see any green moss floating on top or anything like that. No sticks, no roots.
Don't make fun of our Grand Lake.
I'm all
What's Shelby County got? What do you guys got over there?
What do we have? There's a couple ponds.
Lake Laramie. Lake Laramie.
Oh, you got Lake Laramie. Yeah, back up, dude.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good crappie. A lot of crappie in there.
No, they ain't crappie. They got Saw Guy.
Good drop.
Saw
Guy? Good drop in, Neil. Thank you.
Hey, ain't, they got, ain't that their fish, the Lake Laramie, Saw Guy?
I don't know.
Let's go fishing.
Okay.
Now?
Let's have a show of fishing. I don't know. Us guys fishing.
Yeah,
you know how many people would listen? Thousands.
They wouldn't be listening very long because we'd probably fall out of the boat and drown.
You in or out?
Ice fishing?
No, we're not going to ice fish. We're going fishing.
We're going warm fishing.
I'm not.
I don't like fishing.
I'm not into fishing.
Neil, bring donuts.
Yes.
Now you're talking. I got a shot. Cream filled?
No, these would be the...
That's disgusting.
These would be the homemade ones. But... We got to find us a deep fryer. Oh. Hey, maybe I can go over to Ponderosa and buy a deep fryer.
There you go.
Cold Water Bakery. Greenfield.
We was at last ones there. I was one of their last customers Sunday.
Fondy?
Yep.
Get some chicken wings to go?
I got 12 of them. I think I finished off 12.
Probably all they had left.
They had no pop. You had water, high C, or tea. That's lemonade.
Yum.
I like high C. Red high C?
Yes.
Oh, solid.
They had
Hawaiian punch. I'm a Hawaiian punch.
They had like nine.
Oh, you didn't like Hawaiian punch.
Nine steaks left.
What was the little guy? What he always used to say?
Hawaiian punchy.
Punchy.
And you get the cans and you open them up and.
High C?
No. Oh, yeah. Hawaiian punch.
Yeah.
The, you know, the old metal cans.
You know what we always drank? We Tang. Remember Tang?
Ooh, the astronauts.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, I love
you,
Tang.
You and Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
They still have Tang.
That stuff was awful.
I don't know.
It was
They call it Gatorade.
No. Mom always made Tang.
Yeah,
Tang.
I haven't seen it, but I think it exists. I haven't seen it.
Let's have that when we go fishing.
Okay.
Tang and donuts.
If, Tang, donuts, and fishing.
If I go fishing astronaut. With you, I will have Tang.
You got any pools?
No.
You got any, Chuck?
Nope.
Fee.
I got a couple.
Yes.
Bobby.
What do we got?
Fishing poles.
Oh, know? Absolutely.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Jack?
You had to think about it a second. No.
He was coming up with a story. But
no.
We got sports talk, don't we?
Yeah, sports talk tonight.
What time are we coming on here?
Pretty soon.
About 15 after.
Starters up. Sports talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market. It's another big victory. We're celebrating Friday night
over
the St. John's Blue Jays. Hobby, it was a game that you called on the FR radio, and me and Fee stood there in our normal spot and about had a heart attack throughout the whole game.
Well, you know, I gave Brent Niekamp a hard time after on the Hastings Auto Thoughts with the Coach. That guy, Brent's thoughts all year, brought to you by the good people, Hastings Auto.
Yes.
And, you know, I told him, I said, Brent, I said, you know, I know you're a defensive guy, but, you know, when I looked down there and you flipped, I could see you. You were flipping over trying to get to the offensive side. Then you just ran down and grabbed Toby and said, don't throw the ball one more time tonight.
Run the
ball. You know, and he just laughed and he said, you know, and Toby's a young guy. It'll be great offensive mind.
Sure.
I mean, Toby's a guy that learned under Dave Blockberger and I think that I talked to Block after the game and he's just letting Toby go. You know, it's like, hey, I got, you know, you got to take the training wheels off sometime, you know, and probably none better than the drive. If you remember, we're up a touchdown and we're driving again and Will came out for one play.
Yeah.
And,
Will runs for 40.
Yeah. And Cade goes in, runs for six. It's second down and four from like a 35 going in.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, all right, here comes Will back. Yeah. Give it to Will. If Will gets nothing, give it to Will. If Will gets nothing, give it to Will. And we threw it three times in a row.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's, you know, if Toby was sitting here, I love Toby to death. And, you know, but that's one of those ones that and I think Brent would say the same thing, that we probably thought, hey, you know, we can give a full dose to 24 there, you know. And then,
you know what? I agree with that. And we talked about it, Fia. But I also see the other side of that, where you want to get your freshman quarterback.
A little confidence,
and throw him on unexpected downs to try to get him.
I'm not disagreeing with that at all, because you got nine guys in the box all the time. That tells you, one, two things, how good our offensive line is. These kids have been doing a great job this year, and how good 24 is. Because, I mean,
really
that guy's unbelievable. The first guy never tackles him.
I guess I have a hard time believing it, even when you got nine guys or ten guys in a box.
And he
gets 6 yards every time.
No, it's unbelievable.
I'm still doing the math. We got four downs. He gets 6 yards every time. That should be a first down every time, the way I got it, until we get a touchdown.
But I am telling you that this quarterback is special. He's going to be really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, his career is ahead of him. You know, and right now you're asking him to manage a very good team. And again, I don't disagree with you, the idea that, hey, it's time, you know, maybe you take a shot here or two. But bottom line is, that's a huge win. And you know, and if you remember,
had to have it.
We don't get it on fourth down. They go right down the field and score and tie it up. And now you're going, oh my goodness, what, you know, where are we? And, right. And had a chance to put it away. And to our credit, we came right back and scored. And you know, and got it done. But
yeah.
Jack didn't make it to the game.
Jack, we were shouting out to Jack. We gave Jack lots of love. I don't know if Jack listened the whole time, but I actually called him out and said, you know,
it was Marcia. Them two went away for
a little. Yeah, a little romantic weekend at the
birthday
lake.
Love fest.
Yeah,
what, we're Jack on a honeymoon.
Yes,
Jack had a saxophone out, shirt oiled up, his chest oiled up.
Deliverance.
You got a pretty mouth.
You do. Chuck, let's take a break. 8:20.
8:20
in studio. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feeling.
Bobby.
Bob Stalger, Jeff Hobbs, Benzie, Jack. Chuck, we'll be right back.
Wayne Street.
A family-owned company, Cooper Farms strives to put family first. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace.
Having small children, the flexibility is really nice to be able to come and go.
They're very flexible with your time. If you need to go to a doctor's appointment, if you need to go pick your kids up,
Cooper Farms has allowed me to be the type of parent and family person that I think I need to be.
I am Rachel Heitkamp.
Treasure Brown.
Stephanie Sidoff.
Apply at CooperFarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Thursday, October 12th is senior night at the Fort Slade Fieldhouse for the Lady Indian Volleyball Team as they take on the new Knoxville Rangers. Senior night will take place right after the junior varsity game, which begins at 5:30. Each of the 4 Indian seniors will be recognized for their many years of hard work on the team. Mark your calendars and make sure you're at the Fort Slade Fieldhouse on Thursday, October 12th by 6 o'clock to watch your Indian seniors and cheer the girls on to victory.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Here she is, Saturday Night Live.
Y'all got the heads going.
Yeah, they're always in the bar, in the bars.
Awesome. Joined in studio by the voice of Breakfast with Bill.
Breakfast with Bill.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Billy.
Rocker's here?
They were hoping for Rocker.
not the brains of the outfit.
The voice of it.
Rocker, if you're out there,
brains is still at home.
Yeah. I have some interesting stats.
What you got?
First of all, happy birthday, Jeff Holmes.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you.
50 is an interesting stat.
50 is an interesting number. Just a number.
Mm-hmm. It's about history, bub.
Oh, I'll be damned.
Hey.
Half a century.
My God.
Hey, that's the hill. Yeah. That's where you're headed. That's where you're headed.
Don't you know? Had a good run, bub.
It was. It was a good go. I mean, hey.
Good way up.
Yep.
Hang on the way down.
Yeah, I mean. Now everything falls apart.
Yeah, things start breaking.
It's already started. Yeah. I am leaking oil water.
He wrecked today. Had a wreck. We're back into it. He ain't got nothing
Can't
left.
Can't see no more.
The tank's empty.
Wheels are off, boys.
Yeah. I had my physical yesterday.
All right.
Yeah, it was no good.
What'd they say, Caitlin? I mean.
No, they basically said that I'm unbelievable.
That's what happened with Checo.
No, I mean, they're just saying, you know.
Dr. Jellyfinger, did you have to go see him?
Oh, he was in there. I told him he had 8 minutes to get her out.
He ain't had that much action in 5 years.
I'll give you $50 in 20 minutes to stop that.
Oh, I'll tell you.
We got the A material.
It's women have nothing on us. We go through more than women. I wish Chelsea Rogers' colleague was here right now.
Yeah. Bill could tell her how easy that childbirth is.
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
Drop them like puppies and walk on across the yard.
Yep. Drop them while you're walking.
I am staying completely Switzerland.
You're out on this one.
No part of that conversation.
Nope. All the women just turned us off.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to us anyway.
Well, you've turned them off for a long time. Yeah. So.
I got a droopy tool here, boys.
That's what happens.
And your microphone's sagging, too.
It did happen all the time.
He comes up. He's on fire right now. I mean,
he does got some good music.
Neil is having a good night, boys.
Yeah. That was good.
Then I'm going to back into a car.
We're back here at Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee presented by Wayne Street Market. We got a cast of characters in here tonight. We're talking Indian football and a huge win last week against St. John's. And guys, we're not going to hide the fact that it would be some kind of season with this team moving up to D6 from where we was 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And being in arguably the toughest region.
Oh, by far.
In all of D6 to make the playoffs.
We could sneak in there somehow. That'd be awesome.
I agree with you.
It would be awesome.
It looks to me like if everything goes chalk, you know, we have a tough game with Marion this week, come back and beat an improved New Bremen team.
Yep.
That the winner of the Fort Carey Sanders game is going to get in the playoffs.
And he's out?
That's what it looks like.
I would guess. So we could have playoff atmosphere starting a week early.
That's criminal. I mean, it's criminal. I mean, yeah. You're almost back to where, even back when we had 3 or 4 wins, we were, in my opinion, a top 20, maybe higher than that team in the state of Ohio in our division, couldn't get into playoffs. Right. So now you're for sure top 10 team probably in Division 6 in the state of Ohio, and you might not make the playoffs? That's crazy. I mean, that, and unfortunately, and I'm good friends with Dr. Ross. I mean, I actually saw him yesterday in Columbus, I mean, the commissioner of the Ohio High School, and I said, you happy about this? You know, the MAC, you're just beating the MAC up now, you know? And he goes, no, not at all. He goes, we love it when 3 MAC teams make it to Columbus. They like it for one reason.
Money.
Because they sell tickets.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
At the same time, you know, you've set this up. So, I mean, it's crazy. And I was part of that competitive balance stuff. I mean, Coldwater goes to the state championship 10 straight times, and they go backwards the division.
And drop
them. And the most angry team in America is
Coldwater.
Absolutely. Because they don't want to be in Division 6. Right, right. Division 5 is where you want to be. And so, you know, but it just doesn't make sense. And, you know, right now you're in a tough go. I mean, it's... We're really good. I mean,
the league itself is crazy. I mean, Coldwater cannot make the playoffs.
Right.
They have Versailles. They have St. John's.
They got some tough games to go,
teams that years past they're going to beat.
They still got, now, they got Anna, too. I mean, and...
Yeah.
You know, I'm not... They're
it ain't no cakewalk.
Absolutely.
And you've seen the bottom start to... New Bremen is much better.
Yeah.
Parkway's better.
Yep.
I mean, and so... There's just no easy night, and we've always said that. But that was back when we were that team that was. They were saying, "Oh, they're getting better."
Yeah.
You know, now we're one of those teams that we feel like we're in the upper echelon. And yikes!
It's
tough.
We followed Fort Carey sports for quite some time, and we've seen a lot of really good players come through our school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we've ever seen a Will Holman.
No.
I mean, you know, and I've only gotten to see about 10 years of it, but probably the 10 best football years anyway. And you know. He's special. I mean, he is. He's a hardworking guy that you know, you talk about those self-made players, guys that go to the weight room. And I talked to Brent about this. You know, we talked the other day, 2 weeks ago on the show. Talk about there's so many self-made players on this football team. Guys that you know, Kurt Gruby. Guys like
Stalker Boy.
He's gifted. I mean, you talk about guys that are physically gifted. Guys that have just made themselves players. Jack Konecki.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys that have made themselves players by being away. Now, guys like Stalker, guys like Keys, guys like Will Holman, they've made themselves better players because they you know, Dave Blockberger doesn't get enough credit for what he does in strength conditioning. You know, in this town, putting that building in. It's scary. And it's a fact. I told this to, what's his name? He's the historian of the Mac. What's my name? Greg?
Rob Himmelgarn.
Rob Himmelgarn. That's a Greg Himmelgarn. Rob Himmelgarn. You know, my first year here, which was, what, 9 years ago? So 10 years ago, we had one sub 540. And that cat just happened to be listening in California. You know, we knew who it is?
Yeah, Perry Hall.
Perry Hall.
Absolutely.
One sub 540 9 years ago. The year I left 2 years ago, we had 27. 27 sub 540s. Now, again, you know, we said that could be 498 or that could be 4-5, you know, and so, and that's all.
It's amazing.
Dave Blockberg. That's strength and conditioning. That's work. You know, you don't go in there and just lift weights. They're going in there, they're working on flexibility, plyometrics, strength, speed, and it's totally changed the program.
I was good at plyometrics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. E equals MC squared.
ERCO. Or something like that.
But so that, you know, yeah, that's the difference. And, you know, and Dave's done an unbelievable job. And, you know, and to his credit, he makes his craft better every year. We sent him out. He went to a D1 college every year to meet with Ohio State, with Kent State. I mean, I'm just thinking Dayton. I went with all their strength coaches and brought something back every time. And actually, we're jealous. I mean, at Fairlawn, I sent my two folks over this year, and they spent time with Dave. And we actually put strength conditioning in as a class for our kids. And we're a long ways away from where Fort Recovery is now. But, again, if we can get there, you know, again, Fort Recovery, to me, is the bar.
I got some neat stats here, Fee, from Sherm Wolf. And Sherm's he's a Jones. He's our stat guy. And he says, my records show Will Holman has 4,382 career rushing yards, 1,174 as a sophomore, 1,810 as a junior, senior at Dade, he has 1,398. He needs 156 yards to tie J.C. Guttemiller for second all-time in MAC rushing yards. He needs 608 to tie Doug Speck for the all-time MAC rushing leader.
Like his chances.
Well, I mean,
makes playoffs.
He's got.
I like his chances.
You know, he's got to make the playoffs. But he's got two really good opponents defensively against Marion and St. Henry. Bremen, he'll have a chance, and he needs an out. I mean, he needs. What's that? You're not allowed to bet on high school sports.
Perfect. Son bet gains 150 against Marion.
You say he does gain 150? And you've been putting money down? Oh, I like it. I like it. So that is incredible.
That's unbelievable.
That really is.
Well, you know, and Spencey turned around, region 24 right there. Let's go right down that top 10. Marion Local, better. Okay, I'm good. I'll tip my cap there. LCC, we beat them.
Yep. Yeah.
Bethel, we beat them. Yep. Coldwater, I think we can beat them. We didn't play very well against them, but we'll give them. Spencerville, we beat them easy. Mechanicsburg, we beat them. Miami-Dade Christian,
we killed
them.
That's
a joke. Yep. West Liberty-Salem, joke. St. Henry, and then Fort Recovery. There's your top 10. And you just tipped the cap to what, two teams?
Well, didn't
two.
Delphus beat LCC, right?
Yeah.
And Delphus is 11th.
Parkway beat Spencerville.
So
it's just incredible.
And that's, you know, again, part of that scheduling. I mean, you can look back and say that the Valley View game, they're ridiculously good, and we fumble twice, and you know, we turn it over twice.
Inside the
first,
10.
First and goal inside the 10 and lose by 4. You know, that's you win that one. You're number two now.
Right. We're Minster. They're 3-3. Minster?
They're already in.
Three wins, and they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're already in.
Yeah, it's crazy, ain't it?
That is crazy.
So we got a big one with Marion Local, a team that we've never beat. Is that correct?
That is correct.
We play over there, which is my second bit of the spit. This side of my mouth.
Too bad.
See, that's what the screen's for.
Spit screen. The second favorite football stadium in the MAC, mine.
Yeah.
Parkway 1 and Marion 2. I love sitting at Marion. You're right on the field.
I'm a Versailles guy. Versailles down.
I hate
holes. Down in the hole.
Down in the hole?
No parking. Sucks.
No parking. I'll give you that. But you got ribs flying. I mean it's
good. No,
they got,
they,
they,
got,
they got a tremendous concession stand.
Yeah, they do.
That's
got
great, guy
great concession.
They do have an unbelievable. I think I said that they should open that up year-round.
Mm-hmm. It's a good atmosphere, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to Marion Friday night. You going?
You betcha.
You in?
Yep.
Billy, in or out?
Out.
There you go. Good fan.
He'll be listening to Fort Recovery Radio. That's my guy. I mean, he is the number one text.
He's seen this year.
He and Jimmy Z are the number one texters to the program live. And
really?
And we throw out, I throw things out verbatim. Whatever Bill says, I put on the air.
Yeah,
100%.
You had me the other day.
No, you don't.
Yes. You doctored up my statement.
I would never do that.
I've seen some of his texts. You don't do that exactly word for word.
Let's turn the page a little bit. We got Coldwire coming up. Let's turn the page. Talk a little bit Indian volleyball.
Looking good.
Went to CM this week and a couple cakewalks with Anzonia Minster. They got a big one tomorrow night. Senior night, New Knoxville. It'll be a bittersweet to say goodbye to the four seniors. I'm sure that there will be some
four good ones.
Yeah, absolutely. We had them up here a couple weeks ago, Hobbsy, and you know the girls and
class.
Just class girls and Carly Stone and Kelsey Judy and Buppy and Kaya Wendell. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be some crying moms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why I go to that game tomorrow.
Great. Just to console the crying
moms. Senior nights are awesome.
Yeah. Senior nights are good.
Just to watch them all ball.
Yeah.
You cried.
Yeah.
I cried. Chuck will cry.
A little bit.
Chuck, what is on your... Are you in an Amish beard? What are you doing?
Chin strap. You got the chin strap going?
Chin strap. What happened to Chuck Rohr?
He's a hippie.
Courtney, come on.
He's a hippie.
Ben Beck said he's smoking dope.
Have you fired up a big fatty in the last 2 weeks?
Nope.
Huh?
No. Cooper Farm shirt says absolutely not.
Chuck, what happened? Neil, what happened to your goats?
I'm in with HR. There's no way I can get away with that.
Yeah. Unless Jack shares his.
Go back to volleyball. Chelsea deserves a lot of credit. She's done a good job, and she stayed the course and got through some of the tough years, and she's done a nice job. And, again, those seniors. I've seen them the last 2 years. They came to Fairlawn, they scrimmaged Fairlawn, and they are good. They play well together. Yes, yeah. They talk. I mean, they're fun to watch. You don't have a 6'2", you know, a Tiff Garkey. Somebody's just pounding it, but you got a lot of good players.
I don't know. Paige Judy. She might be
D1.
She's
better, yep.
She is impressive.
Yep. So we play who? Marion.
Oh, we got a horrible draw. I don't say horrible draw.
Bad draw.
Well, where's a good place?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah, you got Marion at home, so at least you got him at home.
Yeah.
It turns into it's the Mac tournament, and that's, you know, as unfair as it gets, but that's
brutal.
We went up and played Pandora Gilboa last week, I think, whatever day that was, and they were leading.
Did the Ford Carrier Radio go up?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
They led their league, and we beat them three straight. I don't think they scored 12 points in any of the three games.
When we were D3, and D3 is where you want to be in volleyball.
Yeah.
But last year, 2 years ago, we played Evergreen, somebody like that. They had 18 wins, 18 and 2, and we just beat them to death.
D3 is the place to go, but you're going to be Coldwater just
gotta
the
go,
final.
Right. You got to go right. out to Coldwater.
Yeah. Yep. Now, but you know what? I hate to say this, because it's going to come out and bite me right in the old you-know-waters, but I am not scared of St. Henry.
No.
I'm not sure they're playing their best volleyball right now.
Right.
I think they're kind of like we were last year, played well early and didn't play well late. Now we're playing very well right now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Playing pretty good right now.
And I haven't paid that much attention to what they're doing, but I think we're the opposite of last year where we were on fire early and then faded. And
when's our first term again?
Next Thursday, week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow.
October 19th?
Yep.
At home
is Marion local?
Marion or Wayne Trace.
Marion local?
Yes.
Marion right. local.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
You can start off leading 6-1. The next thing you know, it's 10-0.
Oh, yeah, that's rally scoring when they change that. I mean, and it makes it a better game. It's a better game.
Yeah.
You can score. You score on every point versus back in the day.
Rally scoring?
Rally scoring.
You know your volleyball.
Ah, guy.
Huh?
25 years of dealing with it. I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
That's coming from a guy who likes. This comes from
basketball.
A guy who likes missed dunks. So I mean, you know, don't. You know, do we even need to go?
You
there?
Like missed dunks?
Missed ones?
When they bang them off the back of the iron, they go flying up in the crowd.
Anybody tries dunking?
Thank you.
I mean, who really has no business dunking?
That sounds like a guy. That sounds like a guy who never coached.
No.
Make a layup.
Stupid.
Make a layup.
That is insane.
If you can't dunk it with your elbows.
No.
Mega layup.
Ross Wendell. Remember he was a freshman?
Yeah, he tried.
At Lincoln View.
Yeah.
Kevin Gargie.
Kaboom. Kevin Gargie had a couple classics.
Kevin Gargie had the greatest missed dunk of all time.
Yeah.
That was a classic.
Straight up near.
Did you ever lose a game because you missed the dunk?
No.
Okay.
One of my teams did. That's bad coaching.
That's bad coaching that he didn't understand. Make a layup. Mega layup.
Have you no control over your team?
Evidently not. Mega layup.
And, hey, discipline.
This is a great, well, yes, but this is the greatest story ever. I mean, Jackson Hobbs, we know that guy. He is 3 years old. He's my ball boy. I'm at Chillicothe. We get a breakaway. Big guy tries to dunk it. We're up three. If he makes the layup or dribbles it out, we're inside 15 seconds left.
Yep.
He misses the dunk. They go down and hit a three at the buzzer. We lose in overtime. And so my office is right off the gym. So I'm walking on the old coat rooms, you know, off the mm-hmm. end. So I walk by, and my son is in tears. He's just bawling. I go in, I give him a hug. It's okay, buddy. It's okay. He goes, why did Marcus just make a layup, Dad? He's three. And he's watching the game. I said, and then I go, and of course.
I don't know.
You
know,
why didn't he? And this is when we started the new athlete, the new wave athlete. I go in and. And these guys are laughing in the locker room, and it didn't go well.
Who?
I mean, I proceeded to tell them that my 3-year-old son is in there bawling because why didn't Marcus just make the layup? He tried to dunk it, and they went the other end. They hit a shot at the buzzer, and we went to overtime.
That's bad coaching. Overtime. Oh. Didn't use your timeouts right.
We got hammered in overtime. No, hey, you know.
Let's take a break. Catfish. Bubba and Fee present.
Wayne Street Market.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio the rest of this week. Tomorrow, it's volleyball at home against the new Knoxville Rangers in the last regular season game, and it's volleyball senior night. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of that match with Rob Weaver. On Friday, it's football at Marion Local. Jeff and Joe will bring you that game live with the pregame show starting around 7:15. Tomorrow, volleyball at home against New Knoxville on senior night, and football Friday night at Marion Local. Get to these games if you can to cheer on our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this car, a 2015 Chrysler 200S. It's granite gray with leather interior, remote starter, and lots more. Only 10,000 miles and priced at only $14,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Recovery Athletic Boosters are having their football drop again this year. Here's your chance to win up to $10,000 and help out our Athletic Boosters Club. The tickets are only $20 and you don't need to be present to win. The football drop will take place after last regular season football game on Friday, October 27th as the Indians host St. Henry Redskins. There will only be 1,000 tickets sold, so be sure to get yours early. Tickets will be available at the home, volleyball, and football games and also at Wonder Retirement Planning, Napa, and Wengler's Ace Hardware. Be part of the fun again this year and help support the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters Club. Get your tickets for the second annual football drop taking place after St. Henry football game on October 27th. Tickets are available at the home volleyball and football games and look for them at several local merchants.
No way that's terrible. That's good stuff, Chucky.
That is good stuff.
little Benatar? Huh? A little Benatar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bones. You got a headset? You don't have a headset, do you?
No.
Went and saw Rick Springfield 2 weeks ago.
No, you didn't.
Tremendous.
Ricky.
Rick Springfield.
Rick Springboard.
Yeah, Hilbert. Jesse's girl. Yeah. You talk about some of the hottest moms of all time were there. It was tremendous. Oh, Jesse's girl. Hey, we went to the Rose. You ever been to the Rose?
In Newport Heights,
outdoor amphitheater?
Nope.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
We had a box. It was a buddy of mine owns Lockhart Incorporated in Sydney. He goes, hey, you want to go? Oh, I'm in. It was tremendous.
They got REO Speedwagon coming to Troy.
They have
December 2nd.
Yeah,
I love REO.
Oh, me too.
Big time. I'm in.
Let's go. Take it on the run, baby.
Yep.
Can't fight this feeling.
I cannot fight this feeling.
Can't do it.
1-0 Yankees.
1-0 Yankees.
It's what inning? Who's pitching?
Kluber.
Kluber.
What was that?
Go Engines.
Already should be over.
I know I want them to win.
Should be over already.
Yeah, Yankees should have won it.
If Girardi, did you hear him get booed when they called him out on the field? I mean, those Yankee fans are brutal.
They are brutal.
Doggy's up there.
Yeah, he texted me today. Say he's on his way up.
Who is?
Doggy Wendell.
Really?
We should have had him call in.
Cleveland.
Should have had him call in, Dernie. That'd been a neat sound.
Best sign of the night. Hey, Yankee fans, the Kluber ride back to New York is on us.
3-0 Yankees. That's not good.
3-0 Yankees.
Piss
look.
Is that the Bill Fake?
He does that fake crap all the time. 1-0, bomb the second. See, you can't even turn.
I panic.
Actually, you will be pleased to know that I have taken a Stogler Mercer County word to Shelby County.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Turd burglar. and they love it. They can't get enough of it.
That is a Stogler word.
Turd burglar.
Turd burglar. He's a turd burglar. And I mean, my teacher, the people, they love it.
They're all over that.
Oh, they're laughing. They go, that is great. I love that word. I said, that's a Bob Stogler. I start telling Bubba stories. And it's like,
well, that ain't good, is it?
So, and the best is when you say it, and then a week later, you hear someone else use it. And I teach you. Yeah, he's a little turd burglar. And I'm
like, yeah, you got it.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're here at 9:47 on Wednesday night, Sports Talk with Bubba and Feet, presented by Wayne Street Market. We got...
It's quarter nine.
How about 8:40?
That's
what I said. Wait a minute. It's 9:47, we'd be out of here.
Wow, it went fast.
I had my flu shots. I'm a little bit under the weather. It worked. I got it.
Ooh, you got it.
Yikes. I got mine in the butt.
No. Did you really?
No.
What'd you get in the butt?
Flu shot.
Did you get a flu shot?
Yeah.
You, Chuck?
No.
Fee?
No.
Hobby?
Yes.
Billy?
No.
What's your thoughts?
Never got one.
You ever get sick?
Never sick.
Pretty tough?
Because of this stuff.
You ever get sick?
Yeah.
So that works out.
That's good. But
keep your house cool.
Take the chances.
Yeah. Fee? No. Never?
Never.
You like needles?
Hate them.
I'm not good with needles, but I can get the flu shot. No. I haven't passed out once.
Good night, Gracie, when I get the needle.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you soft?
Yeah.
All right.
Sign of weakness.
Down I go.
All right. I'm not too tough.
It's going to take a little blood.
I got a couple text messages here. First one here is from a lady, Miss Kathy Etzler. She said, Jeff Hobbs, I believe today is Mr. Hobbs' birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday from the Etzlers. The great radio announcer, good luck to my three favorite MAC teams coming up in the volleyball tournament.
Oh,
that'd be New Knoxville, that'd be Coldwater, and that'd be Fort Recovery.
Yes.
And
that was where I was going.
Yeah. The order. What order would that be?
I am a huge Chuck and Kathy Etzer fan, but Kathy, I want another text back in. What is the order of that?
Well, it's the pecking order.
Yes.
That's right.
She can't.
Yeah.
Come on.
No chance. We're not getting that one.
Huh? Coldwater be ahead of Jenny. He's got a daughter playing for Versailles for New Knoxville.
Yep, that's tough.
Okay, she has a granddaughter playing for New Knoxville.
Yep.
Daughter-in-law and son coaching at Coldwater.
Mm-hmm.
And then her heart's at Fort Recovery. Yep. So how do you... You got to go with the granddaughter.
Yeah. Knoxville, no doubt.
Oh, we're three.
We should be three.
Yeah, we got to be three.
Yeah, family first. But
yeah. And a kid, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Grandkid, yeah. you gotta go that.
You gotta go to Knoxville, right?
Yep. Number one.
Probably. But I don't have any problem with whichever order she might put them in.
Stay purple, baby.
Stay purple.
You got it, punk.
Stay true.
As long as they're not playing each other, she's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we got the baseball playoffs going on. We got Ohio State, who, you know, they're playing a little better. I think that one thing that really concerns me with the Buckeyes is that kicking game and special teams.
Woo, they were bad Saturday.
This game, Saturday night, is a trap game. I'm a little concerned.
A little nervous.
On the Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Huh? 50-7.
Millsy.
I'll take that money.
Bill feeling a little confident.
Digger's gone.
Digger's gone.
Ran Charger. Yeah.
Stoney.
Yep.
I go 67-2.
You go 67-2?
No, that's what it was last year. It was unbelievable.
Last year we annihilated them.
Yeah, but
at Lincoln.
We also annihilated Oklahoma.
It's a great atmosphere.
It is.
50-7, is that what you said? I'll take 43 right now. Dollar bill.
Ooh, that's a good bet.
Let's go. 30's about. Let's go, that'll probably be about the line.
What's the line? Yeah, what's the line?
25.
Oh, 30?
Bet on. You like to bet on.
Yeah.
Bet on for you.
Betting on FR Radio.
Yep. Nobody can see it.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
Nope.
You can't bet for or against his team.
I'm not Pete Rose. I'm not betting on the Jets.
I see the one-of-a-kind auction has some Pete Rose items. First of all, Pete Rose is a pile of dog manure.
Right now. I think you're good.
I see him right now. Maybe
he's
messing around
with the
bone.
We're losing him.
Really? I loved
him, dude.
Still.
Other than that, I love
Pete. Oh, he was pretty. He was a lot of fun over at St. Henry that day.
HOF, baby. I don't care.
Here
Ty Cobb's in the Hall of Fame. Come on, this guy's he's probably child's play compared to Ty Cobb.
He was the funnest player to watch.
Yes.
Yeah, Mrs. Etzler, I have 2 granddaughters at New Knoxville.
Did she say that's her favorite team then?
Well,
she
still didn't. I think when you put that down,
that pretty much means.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you ever see the Ty Cobb movie?
Did not.
Tremendous. Tommy Lee played Ty. Great movie. You ever see
Tommy Lee, a guitar player?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh.
And so at the end,
Al Gore's college roommate.
Yeah, at the end,
Alan Gore invented the internet.
Yes, he did. At the end, and there's no such thing as global warming either.
Mm-mm.
Well, there is global warming. Yeah, he's a global warming guy.
Yeah.
At the end, Cobb is going around, and he did he was almost like vaudeville. He did stand up. He went to bars, and he was an alcoholic, so he was drinking for free. And so they ask him questions. He'd get up in front and questions, and he said, Ty, and this was probably in the 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. And he goes, if you were playing baseball today, what would you hit? And Ty says, oh, probably about 280. He goes, 280? You're a lifetime 400 hitter. You're the greatest hitter of all time. You would hit 280? He goes, I'm effing 81 years old. He goes, I would hit 280 right now. It was tremendous. I mean, it's great. That's a great story.
That's a pretty good one.
It's tremendous.
So we talked Indian football and Indian volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
I went out down to Anzonia and watched them Monday night. Mr. Park Board meeting. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Did you go?
Yeah.
They closed the parks because you went
shut her down.
Parks are done.
Parks are now
you are
down.
Out of a job.
That's the first park board meeting I've ever missed. Fee goes to one a month or one every 3 months.
I go to one a month.
No, one every 3 months.
Miss.
I don't miss them. I'm Mr. Loyalty. I actually forgot all about it. A little bad.
I got a little.
Billy got there 10 after.
Huh? I don't think going on to parks.
Yeah, we paid money. We gave them raises.
Perfect.
Giving away money right and left.
We're loaded. Town's perfect. Loaded.
Yep.
The Big P walkway, man. That
awesome.
Thing is.
I was out there Sunday.
Awesome. I was out there Sunday. What time did you go?
Afternoon.
Oh.
He sat in his house, waited till you went, till you left, and then went out.
I think we say coast is clear. Let's go.
It did. Yeah.
I don't see Bob Stalker's golf cart. Let's go.
No, it was.
Anything you talk about Big P, it's an A.
Yeah,
and again, it's the guy who never got a chance to know the guy. So,
right.
But you just listen to legend.
No, you still have your Big P thing on your right above your desk.
I do.
Pretty nice.
That's awesome. And actually, two things. Got to give a little love to the cross-country team. I got a chance to see them. They came to Shelby County last weekend, and they were at Bodkins and did a nice job. I mean, coaches, staff, they got a nice group of young kids that are running. I got a chance to hang out with Mike Gower and his wife because Condog. Connor, he's a freshman.
Yep.
And he is running well. The Mullen Camp boys, a nice runner. I mean, they've got a nice group. Jason Seifring, my man. Throw a little love Absolutely. Out to Jason Seifring. Mm-hmm. He tell you what, the guy's beating people. I mean, you know, back in the day when he first started, he had to have somebody run with him. Now he's out there running by himself and he's beating people.
He finished
probably 15. There were 15 people that finished after him, and you know, and just proud of that kid and That's how awesome. He's grown up and matured. And
yep.
Then throw my other guy there, my good friend Darian Sheffer, since he's texting the show, and happy birthday, big guy. He says, I don't look a day over 29. That's why he is absolutely on my Christmas card list and will stay there for life. And you know, I lie. People call me about jobs for him all the time. I lie wide open and say that he's as good as they come.
D Chef's a pretty solid cat.
Oh, yeah. D Chef's awesome. Yep.
Yeah. So let's change from Fort Recovery. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the NFL and the Trump versus the NFL. And it's really hard to, I mean, Trump's winning.
Well, I got a huge opinion on this one. And I, you know, I voted for Donald Trump, like most people in Mercer County. I couldn't vote for Hillary for anything but prison. But the idea that a guy who's not a politician, now, he's got to shut the Twitter account down. This is it's just killing me.
Twitter stuff,
but the, you know, the whole NFL thing, I totally agree with his message, because you know, anybody who's worth their salt is all about America and about the flag and Absolutely. About people that have put their life and given their life so that we can, and so a lot of NFL guys can make $10 million a year. And so, you know, that whole thing, I don't like the way they've gone about it. And I think that, but to me, I think Trump could have helped himself and helped others by, maybe you call Colin Kaepernick or you call these kids that are sitting down and say, hey, let's have a summit. Let's get together and talk, and let's put our money where our mouth where it's at, and let's have a huge get together. We'll bring somebody in from every professional sports team, black, white, green, yellow, and maybe every city. We do it in four or five cities, and we bring in the police. Maybe we go to the Boys and Girls Club, and we bring some attention to violence, to how kids should behave, how police should behave, and those kind of things. Because to me, I look at a kid who, you know, is 25 years old and down on a knee, and I think the message is not resonating. It's not good to me. I truly believe that all those people who stay in the locker room or sit down appreciate what the service people are doing for them and the people that gave their life for them. But the message is just so cloudy. And I agree with what Trump's saying. I think it's gone too far. And actually, it's turned against him. He's got people that are sitting down. Now, he's got people like Jerry Jones getting on board, and he's got some people that are on board. But but it's, I don't know. I think it could have been handled and done so much better.
Well, there's no question it could have been done better. I just don't think Trump cares.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, and that's part of that non-politician. He's not a politician. You know, the difference, we talked today with my principal, and he actually is anti-Hillary, but he's anti-Trump, too. Mm-hmm. And so it was that whole, he came from the business world where if you do what I tell you to do, and if you don't want to,
See ya.
You're exactly. fired. Yeah. And so now, you know, you just can't fire everybody that doesn't do what you want them to do or that you think they should do. And so
kind of
he's working on that. Yeah. Actually, he's talking about shutting NBC down. Do you see that? He's going to pull NBC's because, you know, there's too much bad news or whatever. I'm like, come on, dude. Yeah. And you know, every politician under the world knows that, hey, you take the bad stuff with the good stuff. Right. That's just the world that we live in. And
you don't like the late night guys making fun of
no,
and stuff.
Yeah. No, and he's got just so much material you can't even sit still. So, but you know, and I would have started. I think Colin Kaepernick could have, and the guy's lost his job. He's out of a job now because of what he stood up for. But I don't think, again, what was he really standing up for? And I think that, you know, if you're, to me, a perfect way would have been, hey, every road team that they played last year in San Francisco, you have a press conference on the Saturday after the walkthrough. You have a press conference, whether it's in a Boys and Girls Club, whether it's you bring lunch to the police force, and you guys sit down and you hash it out and you say your message. Hey, I think, you know, black lives matter, but white lives matter, yellow lives matter. You know, the idea that kids need to I learned that the policeman had a gun, and when he told me to stop, I stopped.
Yeah, right.
When he told me to get on the ground, I got on the ground. You know, and thank God I've never had to deal with that. But the bottom line is that's what the message is, and I think Kaepernick could have done so much good instead of getting down on a knee And did you, I don't, you know, I just didn't, I don't think the message has resonated with people, and, you know, and it's turned, made it become divisive. It's become a racial issue.
Most divided the country's ever been.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In my 52 years.
It's become a racial issue instead of what's right and wrong. And,
yeah.
And, you know, yeah. Is there a piece of it that race is involved? Absolutely.
I don't think that Trump if he does what you say, I think he's so hated that he couldn't do it. He couldn't bring them together.
No.
I don't think he could.
And very similar to, 9 years ago when Obama came into office, and I didn't vote for him, but, you know, once a guy or lady gets the job, you got to say, hey, you know what, we're going to get on board and we're going to give this guy a shot. And you thought, hey, this guy's got a chance to bring a country together and to clean up some of the racial issues and the divides. And he didn't do it.
Now
whether either side would allow that, and that's the same thing with Trump. I think that my opinion was voted for Trump, a non-politician. He's got a chance to clean up some of this garbage of all the bad politicians and the garbage that's gone on. And he can't. He's not going to be able to do it because nobody's going to allow
it. It's way past just kneeling for the national anthem.
Agreed.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Agreed.
It absolutely has nothing to do with it. It's all about now it's eat crap, Donald Trump. I'm kneeling.
Yeah. Well, but if Donald Trump had never got involved in it, it would still be an issue. And
would
the fan, yeah, oh yeah, the fans were in an uproar before Donald Trump ever tweeted.
But I honestly think he threw gasoline on the fire.
Oh yeah, he definitely did
gas on the fire.
It would have taken a little longer,
but
it would have burned out. I think.
I don't think it would have.
He got into it. I think.
No, it would have never burned out because there's too many people that are fired up about it.
Well, I think there was a message sent. Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. And, boys, he's better than a lot of guys that are quarterbacks in this country that have jobs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there are folks that said, no.
The owners.
You got it. You got it.
And they were the
white owners.
So. Right, he's not, you know, the funny thing was, and my buddy, who, again, good guy, he says, and Jerry Jones is on board with Trump now, until Dak, Zeke,
that's what they said,
and Dez take a knee on Sunday.
All three of them take a knee.
Those
now
guys take a knee on Sunday. Wait, where are you, Jerry? You know, you going to stay on that same boat?
You're going to get rid of all three of them?
No, you're not. I mean, and that, you know, so it's just one of those things that again, you'd love to have that.
You don't do it. He wouldn't play him.
No, I agree with you. I think
no, he wouldn't play
you know, it's all about the bottom line is the dollars, and the Cowboys are the richest.
Oh, they're worth $10 bazillion.
Yeah.
I mean, win or lose.
Yeah, it's just it'll be interesting to see it'll be interesting to see in 2020 when we revote how this baby, because it'll be a classic.
We'll probably know a lot in 2018.
Well, it kind of came out of nowhere, though. I mean, nobody expected him to win, and all of a sudden, boom. Yeah, well.
He's the only guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Bill Stogler is the only guy that thought Trump was going to win.
He's going to win.
Yeah, he's by far the smartest Stogler, so
that ain't even close to being a fact.
And that includes Bill's grandkids.
Yeah. 902 Sports Talk with Bubba McPhee, presented by Wing Street Markets.
Hey, you got a serious tenderloin sandwich.
Yes.
And a little chicken, too.
Chicken. Oh, yeah. You go back to the chicken counter.
Two piece, can't beat it.
You know, Chuck, your mother-in-law still working in there, running the place?
Yep.
She's A-plus.
She's a champ.
She is a champ. There ain't no doubt about it.
Putting up with your father-in-law. I mean,
you get to eat
for
free?
No.
Lie.
That's ridiculous. She didn't bring anything home to you. She didn't.
You give her five, she gives you five ones back.
Finsky.
Come on.
Give her a Finsky.
Oh, is that what you do?
I think I go to El Camino's more than I go up there.
So don't talk about that. We don't talk about El Camino.
We went to El Camino Saturday night. me and Fee was the only one two at the bowl now, watching Buckeyes.
Yep. Is El Camino sponsoring this show?
No.
We don't go to El Camino.
Well, we bounce about.
Wayne Street Market, baby.
We got Wayne Street Market cheese tray.
Cheese tray. We're eating it.
Yeah, you guys are on number two.
We're
right
doubled
now.
Up.
We are.
I haven't pooped on a Thursday since 2015.
Don't worry about
Thursday. You don't
poop
on Thursday?
Damn.
Too
much cheese, baby.
It's got 20 pounds of cheese in it.
can't get her out, boys.
Oh, yikes. Ouch.
Cannot get her out.
Are your wipes
still
working?
The Browns?
Worst.
I can't watch them anymore. 2 weeks ago, I got a text from some guy in Fort Recovery that said, Browns 21, Bengals 7.
Bill?
Yeah, well, it was a Stogler. It was a Stogler. And so.
We won one again.
And that was the great. I was.
Sam, get on the phone again?
No. Great. I mean, greatest text
before
ever.
Before the season's over, we're going to be like 4 the next year.
No.
If I'm you, I'm looking forward to the next year.
What is this?
We got a referee.
It's got to be Carlton Rhodes.
Yeah, that's Ram.
Yeah, got somebody in a zebra outfit, got in the referee's outfit.
That ain't Carlton Rhodes.
And a Halloween mask.
If it was Carlton Rhodes, he'd have his golf shoes on.
Come on in, Ram.
Who? What?
Politics something. What are we saying?
You ready for Nebraska?
That is a good looking guy right there. Wow.
Here we go.
He's taking her off.
Uh-oh.
Hey, you got the stripping music? You got the burlesque music?
Yeah. Da, 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 da.
Got a Buckeye.
Uh-oh. What's your shirt say?
Buckeyes. There's nothing these sex
crazy nuts won't do. Oh, you were talking about Fort Recovery Radio having a sex talk.
Hey, we're having a sex talk next week on Insight, Ram.
Yeah.
Jack's show next week on Insight's going to be sex talk.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Ram is attending. Now, let's get this straight here. You and Don Kemper, the MAC commissioner. Stoney?
Digger.
Stoney?
No. Just you two or Kevin going?
The two Sim boys.
Okay. And you're going to Nebraska, and this will be, and you've been to every stadium. So unless, this will be it, right?
Yeah.
So unless somebody builds a new one, you've seen them all. So when are you guys leaving, Ram?
6 o'clock Friday morning.
How long drive is it out to Lincoln? You're flying.
Yeah. Guys broke down. First community money, gone.
Where are you flying? Into Lincoln?
No, we're flying to...
Omaha?
Chicago driving.
He jumping out of a parachute, aren't you? You parachuting in?
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, that'd be a hell of a trip.
Come back Sunday? Yeah, come back Sunday morning.
So, Ram...
around 9.
Oh, that's neat.
That is awesome.
Ram, you've been to every Big Ten stadium?
Yeah.
Including Rutgers and Maryland?
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome.
Those are the last two, yeah.
Got them both. What's your favorite?
Naturally Ohio State, but I'd go to Purdue.
Purdue, you like Purdue. Ross Ade?
Big house, baby.
Must not be very good.
Coaches don't like their facilities.
Yeah, I seen that.
Must be like 1920 stuff.
Yeah, must not be too nice shape. That's what I'm hearing. So where, how many Big Ten places have you been to?
Big house, multiple times. My nephew played there. Purdue, Illinois, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good. I'm
happy. Michigan State.
Not bad. Five of them.
That's pretty good.
Buckeyes. Six.
Indiana.
Yep.
Purdue.
Yep.
Ohio State.
Yep.
That's it.
Same with me.
Big house. Massive.
We should have went to Champaign.
That'd be a perfect drive.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Went 2 years ago.
Did you go Champaign?
Tremendous. It's a good drive.
Yeah,
it's
tremendous.
Paul Strong and me went to Champaign about 3.5 hours. Then Kemper alerted it to about 3 hours flat from my house.
3 hours.
About 80.
Well, there ain't nothing out there. Yeah.
All the way across.
Yeah. There ain't nothing out there. Yeah, I agree with you.
Hey, boy.
See you, Billy. Thanks for stopping out, buddy.
Hey, Billy. Billy, you're the man.
Yep. See you, Brother Bill.
Brother Bill heading out of Sports Talk. We're going to take a break at 9:07. Come back. Sports Talk. Bubbin' Feet.
Wayne Street Market.
Jeff Hobbs.
Wayne Street Market, boys and girls.
Carlton Ram.
And the Ram Roads.
Hello, everyone. This is Brittany from Wayne Street Market. I'm excited for fall, and we are excited to introduce to you some of Fort Recovery's own local vendors. We have fresh honey, barbecue seasoning, and crushed grains, all available here in store. The Halloween season's right around the corner. Stop in and grab your Halloween candy for all your spooky trick-or-treaters. This October, we're also featuring a pie and soup swap event. Are you a wonderful baker or a cook? Let us be the judge. Sign up in store or message us on Facebook for details. The best soup will win a prize. As always, thanks for shopping your local downtown Fort Recovery Market.
The bowling season has started and Miracle Lanes is now open every day. Get your times booked for family bowling parties, engagement parties, or bachelorette parties. And it's the best place around to hold a birthday party. Call them now to get your party booked at 375-4274. And don't forget about their great food. Call ahead and just drive through and pick it up. Stop by Miracle Lanes for some bowling fun and great food.
Cooper Farms is a
a family-oriented company where you are rewarded for your hard work.
The opportunity for growth here is amazing.
Managers and heads of the company always look very interested for your talent, so if they see something in you, they run with it.
The company promotes from within.
So they really let you excel. They really let your mind work.
Cooper Farms is the best company I've worked for because they will do whatever it takes to help you succeed.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And I'm the 4-H Every Cheerleading Coach, and the 4-H Every Cheerleaders are selling yard signs this year. Our Let's Go Indian signs will be available at all home varsity football games for only $15 each. They feature the Indian Brave logo and Let's Go Indians. They're appropriate to display in your yard for any sports season. Be sure to get your Let's Go Indians yard sign from the cheerleaders at any of the varsity home football games and get them in your yard to show your Indian pride.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters will be having an all-you-can-eat sausage, pancake, and omelet breakfast at the Fire Hall on Sunday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon. There will be custom-made omelets, pancakes, sausages, and drinks as much as you want to eat for a free will donation. The proceeds will help purchase new equipment for the department. So for some great food and to help out a great cause, get to the Firefighters Sausage, Pancake, and Omelet Breakfast on Sunday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon.
Of someone.
Oh yeah.
As though I've done wrong somewhere.
You should. Okay, here's what I'm saying. When you get home tonight,
okay,
snuggle up to Carol.
Yeah.
50. Okay. It's snuggle time.
All right.
And play this a little bit and give her a little sing to her, lunar in her ear.
Yeah.
She'd be like, who is this? What are we being robbed? What's going on?
The sun, I am the moon. You are the words. I am the tune. Play me.
Chuck, you ever play us to court? What's your go-to song?
Chuck's laughing.
Nothing.
You got a go-to.
We don't need music.
Metallica.
You just
we don't need
music.
No music.
Yeah.
They make their own music.
They make music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a 25-year-old kid.
Doesn't it?
Wow. Oh, yeah. This is just, this is lovey-dovey stuff. We are joined here by my good co-host and my friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bobby.
Voice of the Indians.
The voice of the Indians. And the voice of Indian football.
And the voice of Indian football.
Mr. Jeff Hahn.
Mr. Jeff Hahn.
Welcome. Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
Birthday time. Coming to town tonight. Get your vehicle worked on a little bit.
Yep. Shout out to Joe Bruns, my right-hand man. Guys, yeah. A+. I mean, yeah. Brunsy.
Carries me.
Yeah. I mean, all the texts we get, it's all about Joe Bruns.
Yeah, well, you guys do a great job.
They do a great job.
And the Fort Recovery people, you know, we miss you, Hobbs, and... you know, how about an update on the family? You know, Jackson was a...
Yep, J-Hobbs.
Jackson was a...
J-Hobbs.
I mean, I don't want to say anything, but Jackson will probably have a shot being in the Hall of Fame here in a few years.
I would think so.
And people for recovery and Kathy Etzer said, how's, you know, Chuck want to know? Give us a family update while we got time here.
Family update. Jackson Hobbs, sophomore, Edison State. So he got to have a nice year. Arm feels good.
Good.
He actually took the summer off because he was having some arm problems. And saw a chiropractor. Little adjustment, and all of a sudden, boom,
feeling better.
Back, yep. So, yeah. And their team was 25-26 a year ago. So they got some work to do. He was the number two starter. He was 3-3. School's fine. So we'll see where he jumps out of there. I think he wants to play baseball as a junior and senior. So we'll see what happens.
Try
there.
To play somewhere.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, and so a couple D2s and some NAIs have been around, and so we'll see what happens there. Alexis,
I'll tell you many times.
Oh yeah, guy had a big time career. I tell you what, you talk about a lot of fun now. I mean, and Alexis Hobbs, freshman at former valedictorian at the Fort Recovery local schools, and she is at Wright State as a freshman, living on campus, and doing very, very well. Both of them want to be teachers and coaches.
Imagine that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be.
Believe that.
I mean, you know, a lot of teachers talk their kids out of being teachers. You know, it's been great. It's been a great life. Grab me again. Teachers that marry teachers, I mean, it's a great life. I mean, you can coach and you get summers off until you decide that you want to do something, you know, administration where you got to work all the time. But but it's good. Show up every day. All right. And then Curtis T. Hobbs, 6'3", 210-pound eighth grader at Fairmont Local Schools.
Unbelievable how fast he shot out.
Guy's a giant. Played basketball last year for the first time. Did okay on a decent team. And then he is actually a shot put discus guy. And he got a personal coach doing well. I mean, he
he got a chance to be decent.
Decent,
and,
yeah.
Good. Good student. So, yeah, Mama Hobbs hanging in there. You know, yeah. Still driving to Dayton every day.
Yep. Ain't killed you, yeah.
CPA. No, she
close a couple times.
She has thought about it many times, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And the life insurance is paid. So,
there you go.
Me and Spencey had a nice little Sunday afternoon, and we kind of, I don't want to say said goodbye to one of our great families in town, and that's the Snyder family.
I forgot to get up.
Who are moving to Sydney, and Ed and Laura, and just wonderful kids. And
Going
to be neighbors to Hobbs and Neil. We really had a nice little deal there Sunday, wasn't it?
That was very nice.
Yeah.
Going to be in the hood right there. I mean, actually, Greg and Megan live right around the corner from us, and so and the Snyders are moving right down the street. Bought a nice house. And
good.
Yeah, it's neat. I mean, you know, you want to be where your kids are, because Joanna's there as well. She teaches at Sydney High School, and Greg is. Yeah, Greg's, and you talk about Greg, and we followed their score. Sydney High School 7-0, doing a nice job. Tough, I mean, they got a nice club. They really do. I watched them on TV last week. They were on the TV game against Piqua. They can't tackle anybody.
They outscore.
Greg's the offensive coordinator, so he's having fun because he's got some guys. I mean, he's got some players.
The Loyola Marymount of high school football.
I mean, I think they're averaging over 40 a game.
They are 42. I think.
And so they won 49-42 last week against Piqua, but it's good for Sydney. It's good for that town. I mean, being a former principal at Sydney High School, they've been down for a while, and now it's
get a little success.
Yeah,
what's that runner's name? That's the beast. I can't think of that guy's name.
Isaiah Bowser.
Yeah, Bowser.
Gordon's a kid playing basketball.
Yeah, he's over 2,000 yards. He's actually committed to Northwestern, so really smart kid. Probably going to be a linebacker. 6'2", 215. Yeah. Last week, they are up by – they're tied. They're tied. Fourth down and two from their own 28-yard line.
Went for it.
72-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, because I think they looked at it. He probably called down and said, hey, we can't stop them. So if we punt, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we're done.
He took it to the house, and so Greg's done a good job. And it's neat. The Snyders are A++ people. And, I mean, being
well,
here.
Greg told us about that play. It was fourth and two at the 28, and Greg calls a play in, and the one guy, the assistant on the said, are we going for this? And the coach on the other head said, hell yes, we're going for this.
Yeah.
Greg put the play in before you even got to.
Yeah.
And the coach, well, hell yes, we're going for it. So Greg was laughing.
It looked like a genius when he was sprinting right down the center of the field.
We talk about the Snyder family, Neil, and a family that you've been real close to all your life.
Yep.
Ed
lives where, up until last week, lives where he lived
all
the time he grew up, and I live where I grew up, and we knew each other for
ever and ever.
60 years.
Threw rocks at each other down the alley.
That's right.
Yep.
And then you talked about Joanna, and you talked about Greg, and you know, one of our all-time favorites is Carolyn Snyder.
Oh, I love Carolyn Snyder.
She had a big pink Sydney shirt on, and she was giving everybody hugs, and I just loved it, you know, because,
when she hugs you, how do you not love her?
And if you don't have a necklace, a bracelet, or a keychain from that girl, then you haven't lived. So, I got one in every color. And again, just, it's a theft. I mean, Sydney gets better. Sydney, Ohio gets better because you get the Snyders.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tell you right now, from having grandkids, it's an easy choice.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to be right there with your kids.
They're all there.
Why not? Kids?
Sure. Yeah, well, I think Ed's been going down there babysitting every week for us.
I give him grief. I gave Greg, all kinds, because Ed mowed their yard for about the first year that they lived there. and one time last summer, Greg is out mowing the yard, literally, and I have to drive by their house every time I go anywhere, and I had to stop.
Yeah.
I flag him down. I said, hey, come here. And he comes over. I said, hey, what's up, Jeff? I said, you're mowing your yard. I said, is there something going on here? I mean, your dad didn't die, did he?
Something wrong with your dad?
And he just laughed, and he said, this is actually the second time that he mowed the yard. So, I mean, Ed Snyder do anything for you. Get a shirt off
and
his back.
And he really likes to mow the yard.
Yep. And that's it.
When Liney Brown lived next door to him, he mowed the yard.
Yep. And he'd just take care of his kids.
Well,
and,
I mean, it is amazing that you bring that up, because on Sunday, he was bound and determined he's going to Mo's mom's yard. And Greg said, no, Dad, you're not going. He goes, no, I'm going to mow mom's yard.
You mean
I thought he says moms or...
No, wouldn't be his mom.
Someone wrong. They got some problems.
Oh, his mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
Okay. Yeah.
Mother-in-law.
He said, I'm going to move his mother-in-law. And Greg said, no, you're not. He said, yeah, I am. He goes, I've been wanting to do it for the last couple of days. I'm going for Sunday. So all the snares are out. Since he calls Greg said, I had to call Dad in the bathroom. And I said, we're having a party for you. It's a surprise party. You're not mowing. He was still wanting to mow.
Still want to get to mowing.
So,
get up and get back.
Early. In and out. That's funny.
Yeah, but, we'll miss him.
Absolutely. Great people. And I'll tell you, when you talk about a basketball fundamental teacher, Ed Snyder could teach the fundamentals of basketball better than anybody that's ever come out with.
Well, state champion. Good player. Yeah. I mean, you know.
He was good.
Yep.
And he wrote all my speeches at the Hall of Fame.
Did you write them all?
Yeah, so we're done.
Don't talk about that. I thought you wrote those.
I can't take credit for it.
So what happens now?
We're done.
It's over.
You're
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Famers this year. You're in.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Greg Colic.
Thank you.
Name your sport. That's it.
Yeah. Wait, what'd you play in again? All right, you're in.
Yeah, Sports Talk Bubba and Fee 920. Chuck on the board today. Chuck, how you doing?
Good.
Good. We got some big matchups this week, fellas. We got us and Marion, and if you look at the computer points, we talked about that there earlier.
Let's just take the doubt out of it.
Let's win.
Yeah. Let's win the damn thing.
I mean, we talked about it this week, and, you know, the idea, Brunsy and I were talking about it. Would you rather beat Marion the first time or the second time? Because you're going to have to play him again. But you know what? If you don't beat him the first time, you might not get to play him the second time. Hey, let's go out and see what we can get done.
Let's just get in.
Yeah, and... You know, a couple years ago, we had him on the ropes.
It's another one of them teams that if he could get in that fourth quarter and stay close, and see what happens at the end.
Well, and again, when you got 24 and you got a big old offensive line.
Yeah,
I mean, and those guys have been good. I mean, you lost some good players a year ago, but
unbelievable stepped right
they
in.
Have been
I agree.
Good.
I mean, I think if in this it hasn't gone our way, but if we can get a break or two. There isn't anybody we can't beat, but the breaks have all gone against us.
I would like to know our turnover ratio. What is it?
It's bad. I mean, we haven't actually, we've discussed it a bunch. I mean, I'd say we got to be negative 8 to 10.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot.
We
got our first interception season, I think, last week to end that game.
We didn't, really.
Well, Brunsy's been talking the whole time. He goes, what? Are we going to get a turnover? Can we get an interception? One time, give me an interception.
Have you ever been to a game, but so many fluke passes completed by the opposite team.
Crazy!
Just throw it up in the air. It's unbelievable.
It's called not living right. You're thinking, hey, we're in trouble. I mean, a guy gets hit, ball flies about 40 feet in the air, and it lands right to their kidney. Gets first down by 6 inches.
Unbelievable.
You know, and then it happened again on the next drive. We hit a guy, and he ends up getting the ball, and it's like,
well, what's amazing is the ball goes up, and all of our guys fall down.
Yeah, it's like nobody can move. It just fell over.
And then the guy grump catches it first down. I'm like, we're gonna lose.
Well, and again, that Delphus team, they're well coached. I mean, and I like the quarterback, 6'4" junior. He's gonna be a good player.
Yeah, he's nice looking.
Did some good things. I mean, but we're better. We were better. I mean,
we were
2 to 3 scores better, and we kept him in the game by turning the ball over a little bit. And
I can't believe they beat Versailles.
I can't either.
That just amazed me. I thought Versailles was twice the team they were.
Yeah. The funny thing is Anna put their quarterback back in this year, but this week. They lost him early in the year. Here, how about that now? You want a fluke injury. You think you're not living right. Kid runs through the cheerleading sign and blows his ACL.
It must not blow his ACL because he's playing.
No, he blew his ACL. He's doing the
braced up?
They braced him up. He's the Tyler, you know, what we did with Tyler a couple years ago.
He's quarterbacking
with a torn ACL. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's good. He's good.
How can you? I thought, if I remember right, Sam tore ACL. She couldn't go lateral.
Yeah. You got braced up. I mean, well, you remember? By the playoffs, Tyler looked like he'd never been hurt. I mean, Cressy's out there going playing linebacker and guard.
Yeah.
State championship year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something tells me I probably wouldn't be there.
No.
I'll be out.
No.
You're out on that?
That hurts.
You tore your ACL.
Both of them.
Doesn't play any other sports too, so you know it's like Tyler. Tyler said, "I'm not playing college football." So you know, hey,
he absolutely
could.
Oh yeah,
but he you know didn't really want to go to school.
Right,
he
was kind of neat talking to that Kesey. He's thinking about playing maybe after high school.
Trying,
yeah.
Man, I'm waiting on you. We talk about 2-4. Where's the scholarship for that guy?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean,
somebody.
Somebody's got to take a chance on him.
Take a chance on that kid. He is so good.
I agree. I don't get it.
He's got a heart the size of Texas.
Well, yeah, and the first guy never tackles him. I don't care how good you are. The first guy never tackles him.
He ain't arm tackling him.
No, and he's probably legit 4'6", 5", 40 guy. So it's not like, he can run. I mean, he breaks away from people, and he's not afraid. And he's not afraid to hit people. So, and he's pretty daggone good defensive back. I mean, he'll come up and he'll hit you.
Yeah, he'll put.
You're talking about
there.
Will,
yes, sir.
Yeah. And he wants to be a nurse, but a lot of the good nursing schools have no football stuff going.
Oh, yeah, but you can go a different route. I mean, you can go play football and get some kind of biology medical type degree that you can turn into. You know, nursing down.
Where'd you go to school at?
Wittenberg.
Wittenberg.
Tiger.
The Tigers.
That's why he knows about Wally and Mary's sub shop. Or what's
Mike,
the
name
and
that
Mike and Rosie's.
Mike and Rosie's.
It's an A+.
Yeah.
A+.
Yeah.
And they were huge Wittenberg boosters. And so we spent a lot of time there. Took good care of us.
Wittenberg.
Yeah, Springfield, Ohio.
The Berg.
Ninth largest.
Play sports?
Ninth. Yeah, play football and baseball.
I mean, in college.
Yes, football and baseball.
I mean, play.
I was on the team.
There we go.
I mean, you know.
This is what I was giving these guys grief about, Mormon and then, and Harley and those guys. You know, I said, you guys are Hall of Famers. I said, but what's your career average? You know, they go, 330, 340. I said, no.
Get her fixed.
1,000, baby. 1,000.
1 for 1.
Got one swing.
Keep going.
2 for 2.
Keep going.
3 for 3.
Keep going.
No.
4 of them, baby.
Use up 4 times 4 hits.
Four times 4 hits. Now, here's the best part, and this is a true story. 4 for 4. But you remember Brian Anderson, pitched for the Indians, lefty, nasty.
Went to Wright State.
Yes. So we're playing in the spring at Wright State, and this dude is just dealing. He's killing us. He's just mowing them down. He got like 9 strikeouts in like 6 innings, and we're down. We're down, and then we're probably going to get run ruled. And coach goes, Hobbsy, you want a bat?
Let's go.
And I looked at him and go, No.
I got 1,000.
I think I was 3 for 3 at the time.
Are you kidding me, coach?
So I got two pairs. It's cold out. I got 2 pairs of gloves on. Right. I got 3 jackets on. I mean, I am in dugout coach mode.
Right.
And he says, you want a bat?
No.
I said, nope. I told Mormon and Harley, the Coldwater boys, all of these, I said, hey, I'm probably 4 for 5 for my career.
Would
you try to bunt?
I don't know.
Hit by pitch.
We were down like 19-1, so I mean, probably not. But I mean, he hit me in the back, and that would have hurt really bad. I mean, in about 45 degrees out.
What'd
there.
You bat? Senior year,
3-7.
You won the batting title.
Yeah,
that should be Hall of Fame.
Yeah, shouldn't get me in, would it?
Yeah.
Golf.
Oh, you're a Hall
of Famer. That's a great golfer, dude.
You're a Hall of Famer in my book. First ballot. So, I mean, period.
Golf. 4 years. Letterman. Come on.
You, did you win? Did we win any games your senior year? Baseball?
Yeah.
Did we beat Coldwater your junior year?
Senior year.
Your senior year, we beat Coldwater. Yep. That was the last time until we beat him.
Last
year. Right.
And all those people listen to 4 Recovery Archives. I am a huge Archive fan. I listen to that Coldwater 4 Recovery baseball game. I bet I've listened to it 15 times.
Oh, it's awesome.
And I listened from about the fifth inning on. We scored the go-ahead run. You guys are going crazy. Remember Kyle Schreier came all the way around and from second on air, slides in. And then, I mean, the last play.
Come on, guys!
Come on, Jackson. Come on, buddy. Come on, one more out. Come on, Jackson. I mean, every pitch.
Fly ball, left field. Kyle Schreier's on the
I have it on my phone. I'll never get rid of it.
It was awesome.
And when he hit that ball, I went, oh God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I did. I thought, we're up by a run. I think it's gone. And Kyle, he could have caught his hat. I mean, because Kyle's a freak athlete.
Kyle was awesome.
I got this. Yeah. And actually, all those senior boys were out there in left field. They all had the grill going. And they were like, he had it all the way, Mr. Hobbs. He had it all the way. I said, he had it all the way.
Oh, my gosh. That was fun.
It was tremendous.
That was
probably the neatest atmosphere.
Oh,
for a baseball game I've ever seen.
1,500 people at a high school baseball game.
Nobody believes that unless they were there.
Number one team in Division 4, number one team in Division 3.
That was awesome.
Oh, man.
And the stuff that the things that Mike Mormon put together to promote that. That was a stroke of genius there. And
down Broadway.
Right down Broadway.
Me and Calvary are talking over each other wide open.
Yeah. You're both so fired up against the end.
Yeah. We're not too bad.
Go on, Jackson.
Nothing but smoke, baby.
Come on, baby. Throw him the heater.
Full count. Jackson Hobbs' dad wanted it worse.
Yeah. First base coach was pretty excited.
It's unbelievable.
Come on, guy. I got it.
How about that? I tell you, that was something, wasn't it?
That was Big P.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was Big P.
Dang it. How about that?
That was Big P.
Yeah.
That was just something.
And then the regional final game was phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh. Set the tone for us to go to Columbus. And I think set the tone was going over and playing at Wittenberg. You remember we went over at Wittenberg and played? Because, with the idea that, hey, we might play there in the regionals.
We could play.
And we split a doubleheader and played fairly well against a real good team over there. And then to get back there and won pretty easily in the regional semis against Lehman, a team that we beat, and then came back to. I mean,
was good.
Oh, they were good.
They were really good, actually.
And we kind of made that look pretty easy. Because you remember, we played them at home, and that was a dogfight.
We
hung around and we just finally found
their leadoff hitter.
Oh, Greg Spearman hit the hardest ball I've ever seen.
It
didn't go out of it. I mean,
he was over three and hit the ball. Hit 900 feet of fly balls.
Rockets.
Yeah. I mean, 305 feet.
Any right other field. Offense.
Yeah, because
he's three home runs.
Well, the first kid doubled.
And any other outfielder.
Yeah.
Mitch Thoman.
Flies back and catches it. Sorry, man.
In the same inning. The three outs were a fly out to, I think in this order, center, left, and right. And each one of our outfielders made a wild
rockets.
They were solid base hits, if not something else.
And
every one of them was caught, and they were done.
And Cole Wendell pitched that game, and Cole was like, hey, you tell me to throw strikes.
That's
and
right.
I said, boys, they're going to hit them. And we did a hell of a job of picking them up.
Yeah, we picked them up.
And then the regional final game.
The big lefty comes in, we're done. We're done. They got a major leaguer coming in. Yep. We have no chance.
Yep. We scored five off of him.
Sorry, boys.
Even the out he made, we hit a rocket.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable. Yeah.
Sorry, boys. We're going to Columbus.
Yep.
That was some freaking...
Oh, man.
Neil says, we're doing post-game. I said, hell no, boys. We're going to celebrate.
We're on the field, baby.
We're going down.
I think I was on out of the press box before... That was all. That was.
That's
freaking
what Hobbs
awesome.
Jumped on me.
I'm carrying me. I'm like, he's like, hey, you can get off of me now. I'm like, no, you carry me around for a while.
Oh yeah.
You think about it, we've been around for the football state championships. Number one, the greatest thing ever happened.
That was unbelievable. Yeah.
I mean, football is number one.
That was unbelievable.
And I was too little to remember basketball state title.
Me too.
But going to Columbus in baseball was a top three of my all-timer. That year, the whole year.
Oh, that year was so much fun.
And not a lot because we were doing it on radio. But with everybody involved in it from where our baseball program was.
I can honestly say
it was pretty close to being where our football program was.
Man.
You know?
Yeah.
I remember going out and looking up in Columbus. And looking up, Huntington Park, looking up at all that purple. And it was just like, it just brought tears to your eyes. It was like, this is the neatest thing ever.
Well,
you're looking at all them old baseball players that have played, and it was just awesome. It was just, oh, man.
Well, and you saw the whole thing. I mean, I got to see it from my side, but you saw it as a dad watching your son, who was a really good player, all-league player, play on a team that won like three games.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, take it to there to go to Columbus back to back years, and unfortunately, we ran into a team that just kind of had our number. New Catholic team was probably going to beat anybody.
Yeah, great team.
And so it's a shame, then this year Minster goes over and gets the state finals, and they weren't half the team either one of our four recovery teams were. But they just played it right and did some good things. And
yeah,
this year's baseball program. program will have a shot at returning.
No, I agree. I think they were as disappointed with last year the way that they played. I mean, talking to some of those kids, I think there's a lot of focus in that group because I think they expected to go back to Columbus last year, and I think they had the talent to do it. But I think some of those guys, the moving parts, you know, you take the Cade Wendell and Nick Twaits and take those guys off the top. Talk about the guys that got into the lineup last year for the first time. Now they've been there for a year, and I think you're going to see a lot of guys.
I hope, that's the key, that if those guys can step their game up
and
a little
bit this year. I think something that Fee and Jerry have to look at is to motivate them kids is to look back at how we finished that season and how the rotten taste in our mouth by playing a really bad game and using that to our advantage.
100%. Yeah. Well, you make 10 errors. We had 10 errors.
I think we had eight in one inning.
Unbelievable.
And you've got as good a pitcher as there is in the state. You got probably two combinations as good as anybody in the state.
Right.
And then, again, you got Willie Holman, who's a 3-year starter. Yep. I mean, you got Ben Holman, who's a 3-year starter. I mean, you got some guys. I mean, we got some. Right. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be a lot of fun again.
But I think it's focus. You just need to refocus.
We got to get back in it. And something that we lost when we lost you is the fun in the dugout.
Yeah.
We didn't have as much. I mean, I don't know if there was just pressure on some of the kids, the younger kids or stuff, but we got to get some smiles back on their faces and start playing relaxed again.
I agree with you. The expectations last year was so high.
Absolutely. I mean, we thought we were going back to Columbus. They don't just write you a ticket just because you were there the 2 years before.
If you get out of that district, you're going to Columbus. Yeah. You got a good shot. And so, when you're playing against Minster and St. Henry and it's tough. I mean, in Parkway had a nice club last year.
Parkway's always a good team.
Right.
Sometimes they're great, but they're always good. So you can't let up for a second.
3 years ago, we go to Columbus. We got beat at Parkway.
Parkway got us.
Say what you want. Yeah. I mean, so.
That's exactly right. And then, we got basketball season coming up. And we got a new.
Be exciting.
Coach Bayshore with a group of Indians that we lost a lot, but we got a lot of kids returning. We got some kids.
I think you're gonna have some fun. I mean, and you're gonna like Mike Bayshore a lot. Yeah. I mean, Mike and I go way back, and Mike's a fun guy to play for. They get up and down. They're gonna press and play hard. Yeah. Shoot a lot of threes. I mean, you got some guys there too. I mean, Mike will do a good job. It'll be fun.
And you got that eighth grade class, the freshman class this year, is loaded with talent.
Yeah, that's going to be his fun. That's going to be his. When do you bring them kids up? I mean, Smitty's probably good enough to play
right away.
I think that kid's going to have a chance to play varsity basketball at the opening tip off. But you got some other kids in there that are solid players.
Really good.
We watched those guys. You announced the eighth grade
championship,
and that was, that was impressive.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen them play, and they're good.
It is. It's a good time to be a Fort Recovery Indian.
Indian fans.
And Indian fans love their basketball boys.
Yeah.
The Fortside Fieldhouse is there's not a better venue for sure in this area and in this league. I'll take it. That's all day, all night.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's had great students, and
we have a great view for that for a few years, didn't we?
It was a good time.
Mediocre
voice, mediocre scorebook
was screwed up about every game.
But other than that,
music was horrible. Got teed about every game.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I'm over yelling at officials, and
I'm
like,
taking the heat for it.
I'm going. I'll get the finger out pointing.
Every game was a tough officiating game, other than when we had Frank Vitt.
The winner. A plus. Best to come. You can't. I mean, again, I know this guy's kind of biased, but that regional final basketball run, my first year was that was kind of fun too.
That was Cody.
Yeah, Cody Greg.
My God, that was fun.
And I mean, go back clear to the sectionals. We're down 17?
Game over.
18 to New Knoxville. I mean, and come off the
going
back
in the second half down 15 and saying Greg Cogg's not going to score.
No, that's what. I am a diehard Greg Colic fan. The guy's the greatest player in Fort Recovery history, but he was awful that night. just call him
a good day.
Awful.
Yeah.
And then you got guys like Michael Garkey. I mean,
Cody burying a three.
You guys are burying threes. No business.
Craig Toby. I mean, that was the that set that group in motion. And again, if you don't run into Adrian Payne and the state champions,
exactly,
you probably win state champion. You probably win the state championship.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we had a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Greg picks up his fourth foul, and Patchy can't get him out, but he's at the table. We got somebody at the table, and he fouls out before he gets there.
Yeah.
And neither one of those last two, I didn't think, were legitimate.
I mean,
they were very, they're at least questionable.
You know, that game, you can still watch that game on TV, on YouTube.
Can you?
Yeah.
I'll have to get that.
You can watch both of them on YouTube.
You know, Adrian Payne's only playing the NBA right now. I'm just, you know, just right. throwing it out there.
Yeah, he's pretty good with it.
He's pretty
NBA
solid.
And the forwards. And
Latimer.
Oh, he's in the NFL.
Latimer's playing the Broncos.
Exactly. I thought, good. I said, well, you can say you got beat by an NBA player and an NFL player.
That's amazing, ain't it?
It really is. Pretty impressed.
I seen the Flying to the Hoop comes out this year. Some great games.
Yeah.
Versailles Sydney on a Sunday. I think it might be a Sunday morning. 11 o'clock,
and I actually talked to Eric, and I thought this was a year that Fort Recovery might end up back in the Flying to Hoop, because I think you're maybe a year away.
Yeah, but
they again, they the Flying to the Hoop loves Fort Recovery too, because why?
Right.
Because they bring people, baby. I mean, they're just, you know, the purple follows.
Well, you can see how they're opening that up. Minster's there this year.
Yeah,
Minster playing. I'm not sure who they play. Thurgood Marshall. Fort Laramie plays Thurgood Marshall, maybe.
Yeah.
And Minster's down there. And,
well, Eric Horton's a smart guy. I mean,
he's going to sell his tickets to the late night.
It's about butts and seats, boys.
Why not for the first two games get 1,500 people?
You got it.
Go get 1,500 people from the mat.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And a lot of those people stick around. They'll buy another.
And guys like us will go down there to watch. Oh, I'm going to watch Minster. That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, you go down early and before your game, watch at least half of that game. And
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great weekend.
Talk about a couple of great games of call. How about that? We called that flying to the hoops game, and then we had buzzer beaters. We had buzzer beaters. I mean, we lost
Miamisburg.
Miamisburg, and who else?
G-walked.
Then we beat the crap out of Jamestown. Greenview.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was a class. That was the neatest exhibition I've ever seen.
Elijah. Other than Versailles.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
We beat Eastmore down there too. I mean, that, you know, on a buzzer beater, and we beat them.
They beat us.
Who'd we beat on buzzer beater there?
We beat
Wade at the buzzer.
Miamisburg.
That was Miamisburg.
Yeah, beat them. They had a big left hand center.
Oh yeah,
he's about 6'7".
You were announcing with
Radio Rob.
Radio Rob.
Yeah,
it's a shame that he didn't put that stuff in the archives. I don't think they. I don't think people know what the archives is worth. Our archives. I looked this morning, showing Jill Andrews, Jill Kalp, 23,000 hits in the last 6 months in our archives, over 100 a day in our archives. People don't have any idea that people go back and listen to those games.
75 of those are me.
Yeah, I mean, I get all the time.
But not every day. Can't be every day. No, can't do that every day.
No, it's good. That's good stuff.
It's
good stuff.
In the sports season, it's 125 people every day.
It is great stuff. Fort Recovery Radio is great stuff when you can't sleep.
Yeah.
If you ever get to that, like at night, I'll be
long road trips. Hey, that's a long road trip. You get on the road, I can listen to a game. I can go back and listen to something we call or a baseball game. And
right.
That's why I said I've listened to Coldwater probably 10 times.
We go to Florida, me and my wife go to Florida, and like we'll drive down there, and we won't turn it off.
Yeah.
We'll have that sucker on. She brings her little
just bouncing around
box thing. And it's perfect. Chuck, want to take a break? Let's take one more break. We got to get out of here pretty soon, boys.
It's almost dark.
We're going all night, boys.
Sports Talk Bubba and Feed, presented by
Wayne
Street Market. Is that Glenn Campbell?
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
Singing the same old song. Sing along out there, folks. I know every line on these early sidewalks of Broadway. Don't you dare turn this off. Hustle's the name of the game.
Nice guys.
Nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain.
Here we go. Bring it home.
There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon.
Because I'm going to be.
And I'm going to be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Dun, dun.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seedbed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
The bracket has been drawn for the volleyball tournament. Our Lady Indians have a first-round bye, and they'll play at home on Thursday night, October 19th at 6:30, against the winner of the Marion Local and Wayne Trace game that will be played on Monday, October 16th. Again, we'll play the Marion Local Wayne Trace winner at home at 6:30 on Thursday, October 19th. On Saturday, October 28th, there will be a benefit for Joshua Schlarman, son of Tyler and Lindsay Schlarman, an infant who was born with a rare genetic disorder. The benefit will be at the Wendelene Sports Club starting at 6 o'clock. There will be a raffle with many items donated by local businesses, a 50-50 drawing, a bake sale with many homemade baked goods, a silent auction with many great items to bid on, a gun raffle with several guns given away throughout the evening, and the kids are invited to dress in Halloween costumes. There will be music with Upbeats DJs and also free chili and pulled pork. Come and join in the fun at the Wendelene Sports Club on Saturday, October 28th for an evening of fun, but don't forget that it's for a serious cause, a benefit for the family of Joshua Schlarman, who was born with a rare genetic disorder. The proceeds will help his family with medical and other expenses. Music with Upbeats, a raffle, a silent auction, a bake sale, a 50-50, a gun raffle, free chili and hot dogs. Stop out for a great party at Wendelene Sports Club on Saturday, October 28th, starting at 6 o'clock, to benefit the family of Jacob Schlarman.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder why. I can promise you
see,
now,
things, it don't get no better.
This love that I feel for you always
Chuck, sing along.
Will be. Nope. You're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer wild in those guys.
Oops, you got this one.
As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen.
Spence, you like this song?
It's okay. Not a country fan. Don't hate it.
That's
as good as you can get.
If Goosebumps listen, he's toe tapping.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big Bob Sauger fan. But I've heard you sing this multiple times. Mm-hmm. And if I close my eyes, I thought it was Randy Travis.
RT. Yeah.
I mean, especially
his last performance.
Exactly. Towards the end here. Randy's on. He's on the train right now. But I am a huge. I mean,
Randy alive yet or he died?
He's alive.
Is he?
He's alive. Oh,
still
yeah.
Kicking.
He not. Yeah. He not moving real well, but.
He's still going.
Still kicking.
Best. The best. He gave
who's the beautiful country music singer, American Idol?
Carrie Underwood.
He gave her the, when she was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Grand Ole Opry, he gave her the award. And then she sang with Vince Gill, How Great Thou Art.
Yep. I seen it.
She can sing the phone book. I mean,
she brings tears to old Bobby's eyes when she sings that.
She's unreal.
She's pretty good.
Yeah.
Vince isn't bad either. Vince's a crooner.
Yeah. Do you know?
He's a country crooner.
Do you know? This is it. Chuck knew what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. That was beautiful.
She can sing. She can sing the phone book. She's
awesome. Does it cost you to play that?
About 12 bucks.
Not too bad.
I mean, who do you think you're talking to here?
Catfish.
This guy can get you anything you want. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
For F-R-E.
Right now, he's probably looking at your house.
He probably is.
That's getting billed at WCSN. Yeah.
Yep. How'd you know?
Yeah.
Cooper Farms HR.
Yeah,
pick up the tab.
Yeah.
Caitlin would love that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jose.
Oh, How Great Thou Art is one of my all-time favorite songs.
That's one of them funeral deals.
Yeah.
You tear your heart out.
It is, but you can sing that at any...
Oh, yeah.
At anything.
And
You can sing that as you leave the church every Sunday.
I have several books that talk about the history of hymns and that kind of thing. This is one that almost nobody knew about before I was born. Somewhere around that time, one of the Billy Graham crusades, somebody found this song and George Beverly Shea sang it almost every night.
Really?
And it ended up just being, it's one of those that seems like it was around forever and it's only been around 65 years.
So that guy knows it. I mean, Spencey's a minutia. He knows a lot of stuff, but that's an interesting little thing.
He's good.
He is good.
You ever heard Elvis sing it?
Yeah.
Good.
Elvis can. Real good.
Yep.
Master of meaningless trivia.
Right, and the
fountain of misinformation.
You know, the phrasing of it and the notes of it are just for that person with that great, powerful
big
old voice.
Big Billy Graham fan.
Yeah.
Love Billy Graham. I could sit and watch. We used to watch the Crusades. Remember the Billy Graham Crusades?
Everybody always did.
And you're a 10-year-old kid who doesn't really like going to church.
Yeah.
I could watch Billy Graham.
Yeah.
Billy Graham, I mean, he could talk, boy, and the guy could sell. And he just came running down to the aisle. I mean, it's like.
I agree with you.
And there ain't nobody now that can do that.
No,
I mean, you try to compare him to, like, those characters that, you know, all the.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all after money.
Jim Baker and all those guys.
Tammy Faye.
Yeah, Billy Graham was the guy.
Yeah,
he could do it. He was a man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Turn it up a little bit. See that, though. Elvis was the coolest cat.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
I mean, think about that. Listen to that.
This is the part.
Is this old Elvis?
How old? I think this is 70s.
This is the original Elvis.
This part right here. Well, the thing sings my soul is just a...
We're listening to this. We're going to listen to this. Because you can't turn Elvis off when you sing How Great Thou Art.
Can you?
So if you're out there waiting for sports talk, just hang on about 2 minutes.
We got 9 minutes left, but
nobody's listening anyway.
The notes and the music just go together.
Oh, my God. Turn her up.
Did you ever see Elvis in concert?
No. He was in Fort Wayne.
My sister did. And
Elvis, the TV concerts. We watched them all.
Yeah. I got Elvis on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I got them all tape.
My mom's out there. She's like, we're watching.
The one when they're out in Hawaii. Yeah. When he's in Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Here we go.
This one's big.
Right here, Spencey. Then sings my soul. This is just good stuff.
Mm.
No matter how you slice it.
Tell me the old days of TV. I mean, my mom, we want to watch Elvis.
Yep.
And my dad wants to watch Hee Haw.
Loved Hee Haw.
Hee Haw.
I mean,
I enjoyed Hee Haw.
Buck Owens.
Yeah, I did.
Roy Clark.
Yeah. First of all, there's a lot of hot chicks.
Oh, absolutely.
They always wore the skanky stuff.
Oh, yeah. When you're young.
Dedicated many.
Yes.
Hot chicks.
Absolutely.
That's how Ed Snyder and I started almost every Saturday night. Watch Hee Haw and then God, was Mel Tillis and what was that other hot? There was another hot lady country singer at the time who came on right after that. Then we go up to visit Big P.
Yeah. Hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
I'm bucking. You're rolling.
Some of the jokes were
terrible. Johnny Bench was on Hee-haw.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hee-haw's classic.
What's
Hey, Grandpa, what's for supper? Buck-eyed peach, squash possum.
What was the used car sale? Junior samples.
Junior samples.
BR549.
It was as corny as it could be, but it really was funny.
That was, yeah. Another thing that you never missed was a Muhammad Ali boxing match.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were all on ABC.
Right. It was always on TV.
Howard Cosell.
Yeah. He was phenomenal.
He was. Some things as kids you just had to watch. I mean, there was only 10 stations. Oh. If you had a big booster.
And I actually read the Al Michaels book, and he has a story in there about Howard Cosell when they were doing Monday Night Football. He said they're riding in the limo across town in Detroit, and they're going to the Lions, and he goes, there's two kids on the corner ready to get in a fight. And it's a bad neighborhood. Cosell says, pull over the limo. He gets out, and he gets out on the street. These kids are ready to fight. I mean, they're right. Young adults. And he goes, and Michael says, I'm not getting out. He goes, I roll out of the window. I go, Howard, get back in the limo. Get back in the limo. He goes, no, I'm fine, Michaels. He gets out, and he says, hey, young man, you're dropping your left a little bit. He said, hey, man, you're Howard Cosell. And he goes, he started talking to him, and next thing you know, they stopped fighting. He's telling him about Monday Night Football and everything that's going on. He signs a few autographs, gets back in the limo. He says, see, Michaels, no problem. Everyone loves Howard Cosell.
You want to watch something really good, and this is everybody there listening. If you want to watch something really good, you YouTube Harry Carey's funeral, and you listen to his partner, his best friend, talk of the eulogy of Harry Carey.
Jim.
Have you ever seen it?
Who was it?
He was like the owner of the AAA Cubs.
Not Jim Bunning?
No. I've never heard of him. But if you ever seen it?
Nope.
When you want, you'll laugh.
Oh, diehard Harry Carey fan.
You'll laugh so hard at this guy, and then you'll cry.
I'm pretty sure I saw Harry Carey coming down the street a minute ago.
Ramrod?
No, Harry Carey.
Yeah. Was it Harry?
Harry.
Yeah, I think so. He might be coming into the studio here.
He's ready to call in.
Yeah.
I love Harry Carey.
Yeah, I know. He's called in before.
Yes, he has.
Wasn't named Pete, was it?
Pete, that's it.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a 15-minute speech.
It's unbelievable.
Just 15 minutes?
Yeah, put it on.
We'll play that at 3 a.m.
No, put it on there. Listen a little bit of this. Right from the beginning.
That's this woman. The person who knows Harry the longest. The oldest friend.
He's give me a Budweiser.
Midwest League of Peoria Chiefs. From Peoria, Pete Benacken.
Pete Benacken.
Benacken.
Oh, my God. The beginning of this thing is a classic.
So far, I'm hearing a lot of silence.
He's coming up.
Oh, okay.
Pete Menachem.
Good morning. Not going through the litany of all the celebrities here. Good morning to everyone.
Thank you, Father Smith.
Yes, I am Pete Menachem, a friend of Harry's for 48 years. And today he put me to the supreme test of our friendship. Because first I had to usher. Now I have to give this little, this is not a eulogy, it's a tribute. And I know I won't have to drive the hearse because he always told me I was the lousiest driver in the world. Our friendship and devotion towards each other, I think, was more like brothers. I think maybe I was a brother that Harry never had. But he has given me a trip through life that is hard to describe. Moments that I will cherish in my heart forever and give us the true meaning of friendship. I heard Father Smith say the Mass of the Resurrection. Please, Father, don't resurrect him. We couldn't go through this again.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Amen.
The whole thing is a comedy show.
Amen.
Yeah,
So what's, yeah. What's the week look like in sports?
You got any week in sports?
Volleyball left?
Well, tomorrow, but senior night.
And senior night tomorrow.
Everybody New Knoxville at tomorrow. Home.
Yep. And I'm sure Kathy
Radio
and
Rob.
Will be there. Oh, Radio yeah. Rob's got her?
Yeah. Yep. He has the rest of them.
He's got the rest of them?
More than likely. They may have a conflict with Jake County tournament and ours, and then we'll take care of it, but it's going to be Radio Rob the rest of the way.
How is Jake County football this year? Any better?
They got off to a good start, and they've lost like five straight.
Yeah,
lost a
bunch. Not doing well right now.
3-5, maybe?
You heard that we're not playing them, didn't you?
No. Anything?
Football, you know, we talked about.
Yeah, we were supposed to. They owed us a game.
Yeah, well, not anymore. They kind of screwed us.
Really?
That's what I'm hearing.
Shocking.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Well, actually, it worked out good because Sidney Lehman said we'd like to two-year up it and
go back again.
And so we got Lehman. So we got lucky.
And they're going to be bad.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're going to get bad. Now, the quarterback's back, but they're going to get bad.
Are they?
You know, that's what you talk about.
But they're going to win.
They're still going to win five games.
Right.
They're going to get. A couple of the teams in that league are going to get better. Ridgemont's going to get better.
Are they?
Riverside's going to get better again. And,
yeah.
And they're not going to be very good.
Right.
So, I mean, and it was the Valley View was a one-year deal?
No, two. We got them next year.
They're coming.
Yeah, we got to play them. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that'll be man size.
Yeah.
Because, I mean.
RJV beat them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A great game. But and they had a lot of seniors, if I remember right. Their studs were seniors.
Yeah, they were. They were.
So, you know, that might be a game next year that.
Get them all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see our program next year. Pat post-Wilhelmin.
Post-Andrew
Stocker.
You just can't imagine them guys.
I actually think you're going to be surprised. You're going to plug in some guys, and you're going to be pretty good.
We got a lot of good talent down there.
Yeah. You know, that idea of those guys that have stepped up and become good. I mean, you know, Brandon Seegers has turned out to be a nice player. He's been hurt all year.
He's worked hard. I mean,
Josh Mullenkamp's had a great year.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a
great punter.
Oh, yeah. But I mean,
wow.
But think about it. In this offense, a shotgun snap, you forget how good Double Cheese was.
Yeah.
The guy had two bad snaps in 3 years of being a starter.
Right.
Two.
One was because of train.
Yeah, exactly.
Train guy.
And the train goes through. Yeah. No, you're right.
That's exactly right.
Literally was what it was.
Yeah.
How good that kid was. And, you know, you talk about, again, there's a Dave Blockberger player, self-made player.
I was going to say, you're talking about self-made.
Remember that guy when he was in fifth grade?
Double Cheese.
He could barely run onto the field.
Right.
And he turned out to be a really nice football
player. You see him now?
No.
He is a man.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. He was a man before, but add on about 30 pounds of beer and nachos.
Really?
And he is a neat bird.
Oh, he's a
guy. I remember him when he was like 5 years old running up and down the steps.
Yep.
And he was the spitting image of Gary Wendell.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get Double Cheese nickname for nothing.
The funniest story about
just
him.
Like Gary Wendell.
I'm coaching seventh grade basketball, and Bill's driving the bus. So Bill would always bring Nick.
Bill Link.
Yeah. He'd always bring Double Cheese and Nick, his boys. And, you know, they're supposed to be doing their homework and stuff. And I'm sitting up front, you know, and I'd talk to Bill, and I was kind of sitting there, you know, and I see him. All of a sudden, Double Cheese is underneath the seats in the bus. I'm like, what is he doing? And he comes back and he goes, jackpot. He's got a cookie. It had to be in there for it had to be in there for 10 days. He starts eating that donut. And I was laughing it was the funniest.
Jackpot.
Oh my God, that's funny.
And a guy turned out to be a really good football player.
And what a great kid. Chris and Nick are just great kids.
Oh,
man, I just love them.
Jackpot. Looks up that cookies in there. Can I have it?
Oh, and
absolutely. You can have it.
And I'm sure he'd know it. He probably said, Miss Feely, you want a bite? No, I'm good.
I'm good. You go ahead and take that one, bud.
But, you know, the offensive line's been good. And so, you know, to me, I think you'll see a lot of those kids are coming back. I mean, you're going to lose some big names. Andrew Stocker's been a almost 4 year starter.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a just country strong kid.
Yeah.
I mean, again, another kid got some athletic ability, but he's made himself a man.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, you know, you're going to lose those guys, but I think some guys are going to plug in.
Yeah.
I think you guys, Derek Judy, remember that name? That guy's going to be really
good. He's going to be good.
He's going to be really, really good.
I haven't counted him out this year yet.
I don't think you should. I think he's going to be really, really good.
He gets healthy.
He can play.
I mean, that whole group.
He'll be another kid that'll push the basketball.
I mean,
he'll put the basketball envelope, too.
And you had Regan Martin on the field the other night. I mean, Regan's going to be a good player.
Oh. Did you by any chance see Martin, or not Martin,
Brenna Homan had a date with this Judy boy.
Yeah.
And Derek Todd, yeah. Todd and Michelle are out of town.
Oh, yeah.
And
homecoming.
Okay. And there's a picture of Brenna and this Judy boy. And Ross has a shotgun. Hold it right behind. Hold a shotgun with him.
That was good. Like, yeah. I that can thank Ross for taking care of the situation yeah. while we're gone.
Got her covered, Dad.
You can't get out of here without this. I mean, so my first year here as principal, and we live in the city in Sydney, so we drive over. I catch a raccoon in a live trap because I'm there tearing my trash up, and it's driving me nuts. And so, Todd and they become good friends. I said, Toddy, I said, you got a gun I can borrow? I said, I got to put this thing out of its misery and bury it in the backyard. He goes, yeah, no problem. Just stop over. Ross will get you the rifle. And I grew up on a farm. I shot guns, but I'm not thinking. I haven't picked up a gun in a while. I mean, I put a bullet in this thing. It's about 4 inches long. I mean, and I take it out back and I load it up. Yeah. And all of a sudden you hear. And I blow a hole in this raccoon the size of your head. I mean, and I went, oh, my God. I put the thing back in the bag. I zip it up. I mean, it looked like some Lee Harvey Oswald. He probably took Kennedy out with. I take it back. I said, Todd, thanks. And the next time I caught a raccoon, I went and got Kenny 10 six shooter. There you go. A little pop gun.
Yeah, you know, that's what you're looking for.
So that's probably my point is that's probably the gun that Ross had. Yeah. He had a high-powered rifle that he could have, shot a mosquito from 2 miles away.
Cleveland Indians scored two. It's 3-2.
What inning? Battling back.
Sixth inning.
Oh, they're in it.
Yeah, that's right. Cubs get beat today 5-0. That's game five coming back to the Baddies.
Who pitched today? Strasburg.
Oh, yeah. Struck out 12 in seven innings. Ooh. He's pretty good.
He is good.
Yeah, he is.
Arrieta, he pitched today?
Yeah, he pitched great. He pitched four innings, zeros across the board. He might have given up a run. Maybe get the run.
Yeah.
Well, boys, it's a big weekend. We got a big volleyball game tomorrow night, and we're going to go to Marion.
Maybe get our first victory over Marion.
Joe Bruins will be on Fort Recovery Radio.
7:15. Wayne Street Market.
Jeff Hobbs, thanks for coming up, bro.
It's always a pleasure, boys. Man.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I tell you what, you put a cap,
happy birthday.
Put a cap on a birthday that had a little...
Nice shorts.
Hey, thanks, man. I mean,
made it a little better.
What about your outfit?
I think it looked pretty snappy, if you ask me. But I mean,
snappy.
Debatable.
He's snappy. Chuck, as always, you're awesome.
Fair to Midland.
Chuck's pretty good, dude.
Fair to Midland.
He's mad because I got his mic.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
This is his own mic.
Mine's at home.
What's this thing?
That's yours. That's number two.
Bobby's.
That's his number two mic.
Is it number two mic?
No, that's number three.
Is it all three? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I sound pretty good. It kind of like, you ever see that microphone on you, Andy Griffith, when Barney's singing?
Oh, yeah.
And they always tell Barney it's a high-powered mic.
Got to go real quiet.
Got to be real quiet. And hey, Barney sings.
Santa Lucia.
Lower. The thing's really high-powered. Lower. That's it. You got it.
There you go. It's perfect.
And then this guy in the background singing Barney spot.
Can't believe how good he sounds.
Classic. Only episode better was when they brought the band in for the
Darlings. Yeah.
No. Remember when they had the community band? They wanted to go to
Bobby Meat and the Hand of the Fleet. Or
yeah.
I saw the Otis episode the other day where his brother came into town. His brother was supposed to be a big shot.
Yeah.
And Otis was down drunk, and so they made Otis a deputy sheriff. You remember that one?
Yeah.
And they come to find out his brother's the town drunk in his town.
The other town.
Tremendous.
Yeah, that is. I watch that show whenever it's on. That and MASH, I will watch them.
It's always.
Can't turn away.
Can't beat it. Boys, have a good one. Happy birthday, bro.
Yep. Happy birthday, bud.
Friday night. We'll see you.
Yep. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by
Wayne Street Market.
One of the best.
Can't beat it.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. recoveryradio.com, the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.